On Monday afternoon, Richard phoned Reg. "Reg," he said, "your phone is working. Congratulations." "Oh, yes, my dear fellow," said Reg. "How delightful to hear from you. Yes, a very capable young man arrived and fixed the phone a little earlier. I don't think it'll go wrong again now. Good news, don't you think?" "Very good. You got back safely, then?" "Oh, yes, thank you. Oh, we had high excitement here when we returned from dropping you off. Remember the horse? Well, he turned up again with his owner. They'd had some unfortunate encounter with the constabulary and wished to be taken home. Just a swell, dangerous sort of chap to have on the loose, I think. So, how are you, then?"
"Reg, the music."
"Ah, yes, I thought you'd be pleased. Took a bit of work, I can tell you. I saved only the tiniest scrap, of course, but even so, I cheated. It was rather more than one man could actually do in a lifetime, but I don't suppose anyone will look at that too seriously."
"Reg, can't we get some more of it?"
"Well, no, the ship has gone, and besides..."
"We could go back in time."
No, well, I told you, they fixed the phone so it won't go wrong again."
"So?"
"Well, the time machine won't work now. Burnt out. Dead as a dodo."
"I think that's it, I'm afraid. Probably just as well, though, don't you think?"
On Monday, Mrs. Sorskind phoned Dirk Gently's holistic detective agency to complain about her bill. "I don't understand what all this is about," she said. "It's complete nonsense. What's the meaning of it?"
"My dear Mrs. Sorskind," he said, "I can hardly tell you how much I've been looking forward to having this exact same conversation with you yet again. Where shall we begin today? Which particular item is it that you would like to discuss?"
"None of them, thank you very much, Mr. Gently. I do not know who you are or why you should think my cat is missing. Dear Roderick passed away in my arms 2 years ago, and I have not wished to replace him."
"Ah, well, Mrs. Sorskind," said Dirk, "what you probably fail to appreciate is that it is as a direct result of my efforts that, if I might explain about the interconnectedness of all..." He stopped. It was pointless. He slowly dropped the telephone back on its cradle.
"Miss Pierce," he called out, "kindly send out a revised bill, would you, to our dear Mrs. Sorskind. The new bill reads, 2, Saving Human Race from Total Extinction. No charge." He put on his hat and left for the day.
Copyright 2001, New Millennium Audio, a division of New Millennium Entertainment.